We're not talking about price hikes necessarily, but we are talking today about a total rewire of how Metro North train tickets will work starting in January of 2026. Joining us back on the show is Jim Cameron, who is the author of the Talking Transportation column that runs in CT Mirror, to give us more of the details on this. Hey, Jim, welcome back.
Good morning, Melissa. How are you?
I mean, I'm fine. I'm a little confused, though. What do you mean by rewiring the system or the ticketing?
Well, if you're confused, you're not alone. Well, first of all, the good news. The good news is, as you said, Connecticut is not going to see a fare increase in January. That's only in New York. And if you don't depend on Connecticut media, if you're watching New York media and reading New York newspapers, you think there's another fare increase coming, because they never differentiate that fares in Connecticut are set by the Connecticut DOT.
Good point.
Fares in New York are set by the MTA. So the good news is no fare increase in January. There is a fare increase coming in July.
Yeah, but we'll cross
that
bridge when we get
there.
Oh, man.
But what they are doing is, as you say, they are rewiring the way they issue tickets. So there's some big changes coming that are going to affect every rider, whether you're a commuter or you just go into the city to see a show or see friends, etc. The first thing is, as soon as you buy a ticket, whether it's a paper ticket or it's a ticket on your app, it starts to expire. It will expire by 4 o'clock the following morning.
Wait, seriously?
That ticket's only good for one day. Absolutely.
Wait a minute.
And it starts to go poof, just like that, as soon as you buy it.
Oh, I don't know if I like that. It doesn't matter,
well, neither
Melissa.
Neither do I.
Who
and
cares
I think
if
it's going to be
like
very
it.
Confusing to people.
Wait a minute. I don't like that at all. It's because I'm going to be honest with you, Jim. And what's so funny is I think it might just be changing sort of the way that we do things. But I don't know. This could be very old school, but maybe you feel the same way. So I was brought up where if you knew you were going, let's say, to a Yankee game, because we're Yankee fans in our household. Say we know we're going to a Yankee game. The chaos of getting all 14 checks on the platform and getting them on the train effectively, it's quite a tall task, let me just tell you. So to get ahead of the anxiety that already is going to happen, my parents notoriously will get the tickets days in advance just because I don't want to deal with it. I will get it in advance. So you can't do that anymore. You have to do it basically within that 24-hour cycle.
Exactly. And, you know, it's going to create lines at the ticket machines that are still, you know, the few ticket machines that are still left at train stations. And even if you're using your phone, what if you're dashing from parking your car to get to the train platform and you don't have time to open up that app and get that ticket? If you are on the train and the conductor comes around and says, show me your ticket, and you don't have a ticket on your phone opened and validated for that day, they're going to whack you with a $2 surcharge. Why are they being so mean? Well, they claim this is all for a better customer experience.
Is it? Because I'm sad right now.
you go talk to
the big people and ask them why they're doing that.
Hey, I did. And they came back and they said, we're doing this to make it easier for you to ride the train. No, what they're really doing this for is to deal with fare evasion. How often, now be truthful here, Melissa, how often have you been on the train and you got your phone and you got your ticket on the phone and the conductor never quite asks for it, so you never validate it? And suddenly, you just got a free ride. Well, that's not going to happen anymore, because you're going to have to buy that ticket and activate it before you step on that train, or you're going to be facing a $2 fine.
Jim, I can't handle anymore. This is a lot to process. I mean, honestly, you speak to, I think, so many people who are listening are going, wait a minute. Those were, you know, when you know you had like a lucky day, like we're not talking about finding a lucky penny, but when you get on a train and they don't collect your ticket and you're like, I just got a free ticket that I could use another time. This is great. Like, now I'm going to actually actively go back to New York for absolutely no reason because I got a free ticket. Those days are done. So now I'm not going to do it. So there you go, New York. You just got yourself a less traveled Melissa. That's what you got.
That lucky experience is what we call stealing.
it's
riding
Jim!
For free.
Jim,
it seems
it's
like,
not my
oh,
fault
I got
that
it.
They were busy.
I pulled one over on the man, right?
Yeah. I'm just saying.
But that cost the MTA fare evasion on the Long Island Railroad and Metro North cost the MTA $46 million a year.
I'm sure.
If you include people jumping over turnstiles on the subways in New York and people just walking onto the buses, the MTA loses $1 billion a year because people don't pay their fares. Now, I think that small change for the, you know, the occasional missed ticket on Metro North, you know, we're people of means and we're usually pretty honest. But now they're going to say, okay, you got to buy that ticket and activate it before you get on the train. Now, there's more. There is no more round trip ticket available. You cannot get on the train and say, I want a round trip ticket to go to New York. What you're going to buy is going to be now called a day pass. It's the equivalent of a round trip ticket, but it's going to be activated. It's also going to only be good for the same, you know, less than 24 hour period. So you're going to have to go in the morning, maybe come back in the evening. You spend an overnight in the city. I don't know how they're going to handle that.
I was literally just going to say that, Jim. Like,
you
got to
buy one way tickets.
That's so dumb.
They're renaming it, and there's a silver lining in this because you get this day pass.
Yeah.
Let's say it's between, you know, Westport and Grand Central. You can ride back and forth between Westport and Grand Central all day long, as far as they're concerned. Why you would want to do that, I don't know, unless you're like a rail fan and this is like a cheap way to, you know, see the train tracks over and over again. But that's the day pass. One more thing. Are you bummed out,
Jim,
yet?
I'm on the floor, Jim, if that makes you feel any better. You know what? Like, kick me when I'm down. Yeah, what else? What else are you taking away from me? Not you.
Let's be fair.
It's not Jim. Go on.
Remember 10-trip tickets? You used to be able to buy a 10-trip ticket.
Of course I remember them.
Okay.
Of course, yeah.
So they're getting rid of those as well, too.
Yeah, why not? You know what?
They're going to have a mobile program. So after you have bought 10 trips within a 2-week period, they're going to be so generous, they're going to give you an 11th trip for free.
Whether
it's peak or off-peak fares.
The
app and the great computer in the cloud is going to keep track of all your ridership. You know, as I said in my column in the CT Mirror, I think Dunkin' Donuts has a better loyalty program than this. But this is their way of saying thank you so much for riding Metro North.
Okay.
So all this is coming starting in January. Something to look forward to, huh?
Oh yeah, Jim. I'm giddy with joy. I can't wait to book a train ride. All right, hold on, Jim, because I now that I've gotten the shock factor out, we'll come back and I'm going to have you just really quick break down those three changes. Because I do think, all kidding aside, these are huge changes that especially if you are somebody who rides the train pretty frequently and have been doing it, especially for decades, these are major changes. All right, I brought the temperature down. Okay, I'm ready to have a real conversation, Jim. I promise you, I'm good. I'm off the floor. I'm good. I'm sitting in my chair. I'm being an adult. I'm sorry, but these are just so many changes all at once. And by the way, Jim Cameron, who we're speaking with right now, he writes the column Talking Transportation in CT Mirror. If not for the kind of investigative reporting that you do pretty frequently, and I know you track the trains like crazy, this is not something that I feel like has been advertised very well. When I tell you the amount of calls I have just gotten and messages I have gotten in my inbox just during that commercial break for people who had no idea this was a thing, and they're frequent riders on Metro North. I mean, maybe they're not people who commute in and out of the city for work, but like I just had one friend who said, I just went to New York yesterday. There's no advertisements on the train. They didn't see anything actively telling them that these changes are coming in January. That's terrible. I don't know if you've seen it.
You're right.
Right?
Well, no, you're absolutely right. I think there's a lot of confusion, partly because we talked about at the beginning, there's a fare increase coming in New York, but not in Connecticut. So everybody that's been kind of been focusing on that, they've missed this story, which I think is a larger story, about the ticket rules. You know, you buy a one-way ticket, whether it's on your app or at the ticket machine, first thing in the morning going into the city, that ticket will expire by the end of the day. Now, that means whether it gets collected or not, you paid for your fare. If you, you know, you didn't buy the ticket, or the machine wasn't working, or there was a long line because people were all going to the Yankees game and they all wanted to buy individual tickets, whatever the excuse is, tell it to the conductor. He's not going to be sympathetic. You got to have that ticket. It's got to be activated, whether it's paper or on your app, the moment you get on that train. And if they catch you with a ticket that hasn't been activated, you haven't opened the app, you haven't fired off that ticket, they're going to whack you with a $2 penalty on the train. This is all designed to make sure that they get their pound of flesh, that they get their fare money out of you. And then, oh, yeah, stay tuned. In July, we're going to raise the fares another 5% as well, too. How does this encourage ridership on mass transit? How does this encourage people to say, I'm not going to drive, I'm going to take the train?
I agree. I 1,000% agree with you, Jim. And you know, as you're telling, and I just want to reiterate for people that the new rules include one-way tickets basically going away by 4 a.m. the next morning. So if you buy the ticket, let's say today, by 4 a.m. tomorrow, they would be gone. Round trip tickets, not a thing anymore. They're going to do day passes now. Have no idea if you're staying overnight. Good luck. I guess you're going to have to buy one-way tickets both ways. 10 trip tickets, that program going away, essentially. What I'm noticing, Jim, is that this is very, I'm not even going to say millennial, and I throw myself under the bus with this because I am a millennial. This, to me, is so next generation, Gen Z and younger focused, because everything is on their phones. But I have to tell you, Jim, and call me archaic, I have no problem with that. I realize I host a talk show in talk radio, so I get that I'm a little bit more on the kind of, I would say, archaic side, if you will. But to me, I'm going to print my ticket out. I'm the one at the kiosk still having a ticket in my hand. I don't trust that phones don't die. It's not a matter of that I can't use my phone. I know how to use a mobile device, but I don't trust it, whether you have cell service, whether your phone battery just dies, whether your phone is stolen. I mean, for all these reasons, I don't trust the mobile tickets. I just don't. I always want I want a ticket in my hand. I'm sorry.
That's perfectly understandable.
Thank you very much.
Perfectly understandable. But, well, listen, that just means you're going to have to get to that station a little bit earlier. You're going to have to park your car. You're going to get on that platform. Don't cut it close. You know how commuters are. They know within seconds of how long it takes to get from their parking spot to the train station to the ticket machine. Now you're going to have to build in a little more time to make sure you've got that paper ticket, that the ticket machine is working, or that your cell phone is working. So whichever you use, you know, you're just going to have to prepare for it again.
Which is fine, but how can you say
it add to the convenience?
I was just going to say, that's my point. So I'm fine with getting the train station 10 minutes earlier. I'm fine with if I've got to go to Grand Central earlier than I used to because I have to get another ticket. Fine. But you can't say that's more convenient. That's crazy. I mean, that's absolutely crazy. It just is.
It's easier. It's harder for the passenger. It's easier for the conductor and for the railroad. And how does that make sense? Why aren't we doing things that are much more consumer-focused on making ridership accessible, affordable, and easy to use and understand? Now, for your older listeners, of which I might be in that same demographic now, the good news is if you're a senior, senior fares are still good. They'll still be available, and you can still buy that senior ticket on the train. So if you're senior or you're disabled, you don't have to worry about all of this mishigas. You'll be able to take care of that on the train, and a kind conductor will come over and smile at you and collect your fare if necessary. So there are some things that are, a few things are still remaining the same, but this is a sea change.
Yeah.
And to your earlier point coming out of the break, I don't think there's been enough publicity about this.
No.
I think there's going to be a lot of surprised commuters that first week after the vacations are over with. January 4th, this goes into effect. There's going to be a lot of grumbling and mumbling, and maybe some conductors will give people a break, you know, for the first time or so. But it's not going to be a happier ridership starting in the new year, for sure.
That's all I'm kind of saying. I just don't see. And if you're going to make those kinds of changes, this should have been, to me, kind of like a PSA campaign. I mean, something over the last few months that, hey, this is going to change. Here's how you should handle this, or here's how you should prepare. I mean, to me, it almost seems like a money grab. And I'm not saying that maybe this wouldn't make it easier for conductors. To your point earlier, Jim, I know we were kind of joking, but you're right. I can't imagine how much money they have lost because conductors either couldn't get around to it or there was chaos on the train, whatever the case may be, people who got free tickets, essentially. I get that. That's a huge loophole. They should address that. I'm glad that they're addressing it. With that being said, though, if you're going to make monumental changes like the one you're talking about, these ones that you're talking about, the fact that people were literally on the train this week going into New York and knew nothing about it until they just heard it on WICC, that's a problem. That's a money grab. That's a problem.
Hey, Melissa, we're doing all we can. I mean, I'm only one guy writing for,
and thank you for doing your job.
Column in CT Mirror.
Yeah.
And this is a labor of love. I've been toiling in this vineyard for decades trying to advocate for commuters. And not winning a lot of friends at Metro North.
You're my friend.
The DOT, but
you're my
care. I'm here for the people.
You don't care about being my friend? What?
No, I don't care about their criticism or their lack. I don't get Christmas cards from MTA, okay?
I mean,
I don't get muffin baskets from the DOT.
Oh, well, listen, but we do our jobs. listen, Jim, there's a lot of people who don't like me because of the work that I do as well. I get it, but you are getting the word out there, and I appreciate you
continuing
fabulous.
To. You're fabulous.
Well,
I love you.
Thanks,
I
Jim.
Love you.
Right back at you. And thanks for the heads up. I can tell you from a lot of our WACC listeners, thanks for the heads up, Jim. So appreciate you.
Check the article in Talking Transportation and CT Mirror. You'll see all of the ugly details and a fair level of snark and sarcasm in my response to it all as well, too.
Yeah, I actually am going to link Jim's article to his podcast on our website, voiceofct.com. Definitely worth a read. And Jim, again, thanks for the heads up and thanks for sharing more of it here on WICC. We appreciate it.